a crowded room where nobody goes. You can be whoever you wanna be here. And oh, I've been living at the chateau. Shouldn't drop it, I should really go home. I don't even know him, but they won't leave here. Frightened by my own reflection, this before new connection.
You're listening to 90.5 FM College Park, WMUC.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mars, and you're listening to my show, Man Next Door. I'm here every Wednesday at 8 p.m., and I haven't been in the studio for a while, I think 2 weeks. The first week I was out, and Sarah covered my show. Shout out, Sarah. Thank you so much for coming on here. Sarah played actually a lot of stuff that I listened to. I think she played like some like Sufjan Stevens. I know that's not how you pronounce it, but I don't know the proper pronunciation for that. And some more like folky stuff that I listen to quite a bit. But I'm having some technical difficulties today, which is a little frustrating, but I'm sure that it'll get sorted out because things always work out in the end, right? So I hope you don't mind that I'm kind of just chatting for now. But today's episode, I may or may not be having a special guest join me today. My lovely friend, who I won't name unless I can confirm that they will be joining me. But if they do join, then that would be awesome. But we wanted to do more of an instrumental hip-hop sort of episode for today, which fits the theme of my show, because I play a lot of like trip-hop and music of that realm. The first song that I have, if it loads, I really, really hope that this works, is Time Donut of the Heart by J Dilla from his album Donuts. I never thought that I would get a chance to play this on my show, actually, which is really fun, I think. But this is a great album that I listen to when I'm studying sometimes, and it's also just like very wonderfully produced. So I hope you all like this. I really hope this plays. This is kind of an experiment, so you're doing this with me, but I hope you like the music selection for today, and I'm going to be doing some behind the scenes figuring out how to get everything together while I'm doing this. Yeah, enjoy. This is Time Donut of the Heart by J Dilla. Right, so that did not work. We're gonna try something else. Give me a moment, I'm sorry. Actually, while this is struggling to play, I'm gonna see if I can do a temporary solution for this. But I don't know. I recently switched my music streaming service, so I don't know if this is gonna work, but we'll see. It's all right. This is college radio. It's not that serious, right? So I hope everyone's having a good day. I've been having an all right day. I've been feeling a little down recently. But I think part of that is just been the cold weather and, you know, things of that nature, which isn't too bad. That's normal, I suppose, to sort of feel down. But, I've been trying to, get more active and go on walks and things like that. I think that really helps for one. I'm feeling like that. I did not do that today. I decided to take a nap instead, which is also sometimes what you need. All right. I didn't do the thing that I originally wanted to do, which was my permanent solution for this. But for now, I'm just going to play this another way. Sorry about that. Anyways, this is actually Time Donut of the Heart by J Dilla. Enjoy.
Okay. There comes a time. You think you're big?
just listened to Still Dreaming, instrumental version by Nas. That's a great album, Hip Hop is Dead. If you've heard the original version with lyrics, this version sounds very removed from that, but I kind of like that. I think a lot of hip hop music has really good instrumentals, and I wanted to focus on that this episode. Before that, you heard Time Donut of the Heart by J Dilla. I am going to try this again. The technical issue I'm having is frustrating, but I'm going to try it again because I don't give up. Next, if all goes well, is Zodiac, Word I Can't Say After That by Flying Lotus. Another great artist and a good album to study with. Cosmogramma is the name of the album. Everyone cross your fingers that this works for me, because if it does, that would be beautiful. And then I can keep doing this for future shows, because I would prefer to play my music off of this particular platform. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. This is Zodiac. Fill in the Blank by Flying Lotus.
Yeah. sex and information in the backseat of your forest fire eyes. I've gotten countless lacerations from the boiling jagged edges of your pride. Would you write a funny caption in quotation under pictures of me mummified?
That was Bold Futile Flavor by Lil Ugly Mane. That was less of an instrumental track, but I really, really like the sample work on this project. It's from like an old like Soviet cartoon, I think. This whole album is so good. Volcanic Bird Enemy and the Voiced Concern. I also just really like how much his work has progressed through the years. I think it's really interesting. I'm still in the process of trying to figure out what is even going on with this music, but you know, that's fine. No, it's fine. I guess I can talk more about some of the other stuff that I'm gonna play on the show today. The next stuff that I'm playing is by Madlib, who's done a lot of producing and stuff for like Freddie Gibbs. He used to work with MF Doom, and he was in Mad Villain. Or like produced with Mad Villain, and like he produced the stuff, and MF Doom is the rapper. But they're great duo. I also another artist that does a lot of like more eclectic and like sample heavy stuff, which I really like. Madlib is great. I think that I found the solution to this, guys. If I did, everyone cheer and clap. I apologize greatly that this is a recurring problem. So that's the next song I'm gonna play. And then the songs after that are some picks by my friend who may or may not be joining. I don't know. I haven't heard an update from them. But the good thing is, I know some of the songs that they put on here, so we might switch around the order a little bit so I can talk about the stuff that I completely skipped over something, but that's totally fine. Whatever. I'm gonna play the Madlib song next, and then I'm gonna play my other pick. But then after that are some songs that my friend picked. Anyways, okay. Thanks for listening to my this really drawn out chat, even though I can't get things together tonight. This is Sound Ancestors by Madlib. I hope you like this song. Thank you.
Forget it, man.
Thank you.
You just listened to The Tunnel by Red Snapper. That's a pick from Aiden. I haven't heard the song before, but this is so up my alley. I loved that. I really liked the slide guitar kind of sound that they had going on in there. And of course, if you've listened to my show before, you know I love a breakbeat. And so does Aiden also, which... I'm really glad they included this song. I thought that was cool. Before that was What Does Your Soul Look Like, Part 4 by DJ Shadow. I got some more, a mix of picks from me and a pick and some picks from Aiden. This next one is Slim's Return by Madlib. Another Madlib one on there. I hope you enjoy.
One, two, one.
Checking out Madlib as he repossesses some old Blue Note recordings. Checking out my fellow Scorpion, Madlib.
sight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Midnight! You just listened to Midnight in a Perfect World by DJ Shadow. Before that was Cat People by Kuho, which actually I learned is actually Amon Tobin, like the first like project that he did before he just started going by his name. And that pick was from Aiden, who's actually here right now. Hello.
Hello.
Did you want to talk about any of the songs that you put on the playlist?
You just mentioned the Red Snapper song that I put on earlier, The Tunnel, and I really like that song. I really like that band. I found out about them because this person I follow on Instagram, who I'm blanking on her name right now, but she posted a picture to that that song, and she is like my idol, and I think that she's awesome. She's like one of like my like Instagram like celebrities that I like can't get enough of, you know.
Wait, who you're blanking on? This
I'm blanking
name?
On the name, but they were the bassist for February, like the emo band.
Oh.
And then they got kicked out because everybody else in that band is low key a jerk.
Wait, really?
Yes, they're evil.
Bruh, me going online and searching February like it's not. That's how I felt like when I was seeing Wednesday and I was like trying to not get rid of my ticket, but I realized that the show was later than I thought. So I was like, if anyone wants to see Wednesday, and then I was like, oh, the band. or like I said that I had tickets for Wednesday, but I was like, no, it's on Friday, but the band is Wednesday. Yeah, I really, really liked that song. And also, of course, Madlib, love him.
Madlib, always.
Yeah. Up next, we have two more songs left. I don't know if you want to introduce the song. You can.
I can introduce, the next two songs are going to be Black Jesus by Nine Lazy Nine and First Samurai by New Jobbies. And the Nine Lazy Nine song, Black Jesus, I low-key just found that today because I was looking for stuff for this playlist, and I was like, wow, like, this guy is really cool. I don't know a lot about the artist, but I think it's a duo. Yeah, that song is really cool. And then the New Jobbies song from Samurai Champloo, I Love You, R.I.P.
Mm-hmm. I love New Jobbies.
It's impossible to not love him.
Yeah, I did, like, a jazz episode. And I played some of his stuff on there because I feel like he kind of goes into that.
I would say so.
Yeah. All right. Two more songs. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm glad that we could get Aiden on for the last bit, even though.
Yay!
All right. Here's Black Jesus by Nine Lazy Nine. Oh,
I hear no music.
Something I hear.